Genesis 41, 1-37. In this third discourse on this passage, I now want to look at Joseph as a preacher and the content of his preaching. Strictly speaking, he is not preaching here, but he's addressing Pharaoh on behalf of God, and that's close to a definition of preaching. We've seen Joseph in prison, languishing there. We've seen the cupbearer released, but forgetting Joseph. But Pharaoh has his dreams. God speaks to this man in his dreams. Nobody in his court can interpret these dreams. The cupbearer is awakened in his conscience, and Joseph is brought before Pharaoh. And then Joseph addresses Pharaoh. The content of preaching, then. There are principles here which surely come over to our preaching today. Address all brothers and sisters. We're all ministers of Christ. We're all priests of the new covenant, the priesthood of all believers. And we can learn, surely, from Joseph here. What was his purpose? How did he go about his work? What did he say? What's the substance of it? What's the sum of it? What's the force of it? What's the kernel of it? And I want to apply this to myself and to all believers listening to me. Well, one thing we can say, it runs throughout this passage, is that Joseph is a God-centered preacher and not a man-centered preacher. Verse 16, for example, I can't do it. I haven't got the power to do it. Man can't do it. It's only God who can do it. You've had your dreams, Pharaoh. Only God can interpret these to you. Only God has the truth. And how this applies now in the days of the New Covenant. Here am I preaching scripture, the word of God. And I must preach for God, for the glory of God. Of course I address men. Of course we address men. We want to see saints edified. We want to see sinners saved. Yes, we address men, but we only can do that, and we only should attempt to do that. The only way of doing that, the only way of bringing sinners to Christ, the only way of edifying the saints is to glorify God, God, God. 1 Corinthians 3:7, Paul can sow, Apollos can water, and so on. Yes, but only God can give the increase. Jeremiah 17:5-10, the prophecy there compares God and man. God is the great one. He is the great I am. So when I preach, of course I want to do good to men, but above all I must speak for the glory of God, draw attention to God, preach the doctrine of God, speak of the true God, the only God, the living God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Joseph is a God-centered preacher. He speaks of God as a governing God, as the governing God, not feeble. Verse 25, God has revealed to Pharaoh what he is about to do. Not Pharaoh, but God. Verse 28, it is just as I said to Pharaoh, God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. In verse 32, the reason the dream was given to Pharaoh in two forms is that the matter has been firmly decided by God, God's decree, and God will do it soon. The God of purpose and the God who performs, the God who decrees and determines and accomplishes his purpose. He's preaching God. Notice the repetition of the name there. The matter has been firmly decided by God, verse 32. And God will do it soon. God, God, comes over. You can hear the thump of it. Pharaoh is learning that he is the master of Egypt, he thinks. He sits on the throne and all the rest of it. But God is on his throne, and Pharaoh is in his hand. The disposing God, the ruling God, the God who creates, the God who orders, Isaiah 45, verse 7. The God in control, the predestinating God. But not only the sovereign God, the disposing God, the decreeing God, the predestinating God, but the gracious God. How merciful of God. Yes, he was going to visit the nations in judgment and famine. But God is gracious to the people in warning beforehand, giving space and time and opportunity for these people to act. He is a merciful God. He is predestinating. He's ordering. He's governing. He's ruling. The lot is disposed, and so on, but God has the disposing of it. Put not your confidence in princes and men. It's God who rules. Proverbs 21, verse 1, and so on, many places. But God is merciful and kind in his sovereignty. You can see all the application of this. Unbeliever, what you need to hear about is not you and your power and your ability, for you have none, spiritually speaking. It's not your goodness, because you have none. None of us have goodness in ourselves by nature, but all sinners. What you need to hear of is God, his grace, his mercy, his power, his love, his sovereignty, his holiness. You need to be warned, and I've tried to warn you in these discourses. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. God commands all men everywhere to repent, but he is merciful and gracious. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to Jesus. Look to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. The goodness of God leads men, Romans 2:4, to repentance. Even this discourse now is another opportunity of warning you, encouraging you, stirring you, reminding you, pointing you to Christ, pleading with you to come to him. Brother and sister, let us have courage and confidence in our preaching, but let us exalt God in our preaching. Sinners are warned by our preaching. Saints are edified by our preaching. Sinners are saved by our preaching. God is pleased by the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. God will have his message preached. He will have his gospel thundered forth. He raises Joseph just at the right time. He has his time. He has his man, God does. And he will make the way clear. And the gospel will be preached. I want to apply these principles to myself. I hope, brother and sister, you feel the same. Unbeliever, I hope you'll learn from these things and turn to this sovereign God and bow the knee to him now. Now is the day of mercy. The judgment is coming. Be warned. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent and trust Christ now, I plead with you. And may we, brothers and sisters, in our preaching, exalt God, his glory, his sovereignty, his disposing power, his predestinating grace, his mercy, his grace, his goodness, his love to sinners, his demands upon them, and his offers to them. May God be exalted. May man be blessed. May the name of the triune God be glorified by our ministry. That's what I see in Joseph's ministry here. May God bless these brief remarks upon it. May we apply these things to ourselves, to the glory of God. Amen.